Hey, Taylor County, I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tiger, and I'm here with Sam Jerkin, who's running for county commission. Sam, thanks for coming on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Excellent. Let's jump right in and just ask. So you're on the commission now. You're looking for a re-election. So I'd love to hear a little bit about your background, but certainly also what's leading you to want to run again and be re-elected for a county commission seat.
You know, Alex, it's amazing how fast 5 years goes by. A lot has happened in the last 5 years with COVID and with everything else. And, you know, there's a lot of unfinished business to still wrap up and address. And, you know, there's always going to be new things coming and new concerns and new projects. And I've really enjoyed being on the commission for the last 5 years. I've loved serving my county. I think, you know, a lot of potential in this county is here, and you know, we can always get better and preserve what we have and keep moving forward. And I think we've been doing a good job so far, and we've got some great people we work with and want to continue working with them.
Perfect. Yeah. In your view, I mean, what are those core responsibilities of a county commissioner, and ultimately how would you define success in this role?
Well, I mean, the core responsibilities, we have a lot. I mean, we're all three branches of the government. You know, we're judicial, executive, and legislation, all rolled up into one. So we do have a lot of duties, but one thing I pride myself on is being able to work with people. We work with a lot of good organizations, a lot of good nonprofits, a lot of government entities. To say the county commission can stand alone and do everything themselves is a false statement. This job is literally working with groups, working with organizations, working with people, and seeing projects through. And you know, we've done a great job, I believe, in the last 5 years, and even the commissions, you know, before I came on, have done a great job as well. And I want to continue to move forward with that work.
Yeah, perfect. So you may have just answered this somewhat with the collaboration strategy, but what are some specific strategies that you have and want to enact that you think are crucial for an effective functioning of the county commission and success for our county?
I mean, one thing that you know, personally, I've really wanted to see through, and I think we have over the last, you know, 3 years especially, we implemented a county cleanup where we contract out the roads to be picked up. We started small with, you know, Route 119 north from the city and Route 50 west from the city count or the city line. So now we've expanded all of Route 50 from county line to county line and all of 119 county line to county line. And we've actually go through Flemington as well from Tony Veltri's old store clear to Harrison County line to pick up the roadside. We have a lot of good volunteer organizations, and Community Corrections does a great job of picking up roads as well. But these are our main highways that are extremely busy, and the liability to have volunteers and even kids on those roads wasn't an option for me. So I wanted to make sure we contracted that out and, you know, try to make this place as clean and presentable as possible for our, you know, lake season comes in. That's when people start pouring in the county, is, you know, right there around Memorial Day. We have the, you know, the state parade for Memorial Day, and one of the largest tourist attractions in the state with Taggart Lake. So, you know, my concern is trying to keep things as presentable as possible and try to clean the place up. And I think that's a good start. But, you know, there's 100 other things that we have in the works with water lines and sewer projects and other things, too. So they're just really a lot. That's a fact.
Yeah. You know, so going to the macro level, just what is your long term vision for our county?
I mean, long term vision for our county, obviously, improve and preserve. You know, we have to keep what we have. We're a small community where we're safe. It's a hometown atmosphere. I never want to lose that. But obviously, you can always try to do better when it comes to expansion and business development, you know, tourism. We have a lot of opportunity there. But, you don't want to lose. We don't want to be Morgantown. I don't want to take 30 minutes to get from one side of town to the other. But obviously, We want to keep improving too, and I think we're on the path to do that.
What are some of the key outcomes that you would look to, or we could point to say we're on our path towards that vision, or we're successfully completing in that vision? What's some of those things we could use to measure it from a consistency standpoint?
I think collaboration is one thing. Cooperation and joint workings with other government entities like municipalities, like the city. From my understanding before I came in, the city and the county never really had a whole lot of communication. I think we've established a good relationship with the city and the city council, and we've got some things moving there, like with the sidewalk on Front Street. We got that project started, finished, and now we can pride ourselves on the Three Bridges Loop, is what inevitably it was called. We also want to collaborate with the Board of Education. I'd like to get with them more, or start a relationship there and work together. I mean, we're a small community. There's no reason that we shouldn't be able to work together for a common goal to get things done. And I think we have a good chance and a good group of people coming up with the upcoming election, that I think that's going to be possible to work together for a common goal. Another thing was the trout stocking. We worked with the EDA and local volunteers to start that trout stocking on Three Forks Creek. You got Save the Taggart. We've always worked with Save the Taggart. They've done an amazing job taking a stream that was completely dead 25 years ago, and now it's a vibrant stream that's we have a mountain trout stream in our backyard that we have forever and haven't been able to use. And now we have people coming from all over the area. There's people from Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania are coming to just to fish. So that's just a small piece, of the puzzle that we can put together. But there's a lot of opportunity. We just have to work together, and I think we can do it. It's possible. We've been doing it. So just small bites at a time.
Yeah, that's awesome. So talking about opportunity and challenge and that whole balance, what when you see challenges in our community, maybe identify what you see is maybe the most or a really significant challenge facing our community, and what strategies or what do you think as a commissioner, as the commission, as a body can do about it?
I mean, there's a lot of challenges, obviously, but there's challenges everywhere. And, all you can do is, work with each other. Because as a commission, as a single entity, we're not going to solve all the problems. We don't have all the answers, but working with other groups, we can find a common ground. And if we need to support it financially, we always have that ability to do that if we, see the project as fit, which we do now. And we support a lot of organizations in our community, and we do a really good job, I believe, in helping all those out and helping everybody out as a whole, because there's not one thing that the county commission can say, hey, we're gonna rule over everything. We don't. We work with everybody else to get the job done. And like I said, there's a hundred different things that you could say that need done in the community. But if I had to pinpoint one thing, I'd say it's maintaining the things that we have now. We have a lot of good stuff going on in our county. We just have to find a way to keep it for future generations. It's not about us or about right now. It's about what's, 40 to 50, 60 years in advance or going down the road, to make sure what we have is still here and preserved for future generations.
Yeah, that's perfect. And to your point, I mean, it's easy, and lots of people can point out all the challenges. The inverse of that, though, and you may have already covered some of them earlier, is on the flip side, an opportunity, a key, crucial opportunity ahead of us or available to us. What do you see in terms of what that may be for our county development?
I mean, opportunity-wise, we have a tremendous tourism opportunity. Obviously, we and the lake has been a huge draw. I mean, when with COVID and everybody getting outside and going out buying a boat or a kayak or a jet ski, and want to go camping, we have all these opportunities here. We have the Mountaineer Trail Network coming as well. that's wanting to put in mountain bike trails. And we have access to the river, and we have a one of the most beautiful rivers around, and not only our lake, but our river too. So I mean, people are attracted to water, they're attracted to the wilderness, they're attracted to camping, and we have a lot of opportunity here with that. I mean, working with the CVB, we had two CVBs when I came in. The city had a convention visitors bureau, and the county had one as well. Together, we didn't really get a whole lot accomplished. So we merged them with Mountaineer Country Convention Visitors Bureau. And Susan and her team have been amazing at drawing people to our attractions. And they were really excited to have us because we have so much opportunity here, and they really get the word out. And just proof's in the pudding. I mean, she came to me a couple months ago. The numbers for 2023 compared to 22, just on lodging, which we have no lodge or hotel in the city limits. We just have, the park, the lodge, and the cabins and the campground. From 22 to 23, it increased like, well, I think she said 38%, which is a
Wow.
gigantic increase. So
Wow.
people are
Yeah.
coming, they are using our facilities. It's our job to make sure that they have the best experience possible when they come, because tourism's kind of like sales. You may sell them once, but if they have a bad experience, they're not coming back again. And it's not about that. And just get them here once and never see them again. We want them to come back and like the area. And I think we've established that, we can do that.
Yeah, that's a massive growth if that's really what's going on there. Hey, so you mentioned earlier collaboration, and a big part of that is, how do you engage a diverse community of stakeholders to help make the best decisions, or for the county commission to consider those stakeholder viewpoints? How have you engaged, or how do you plan to engage, whether citizenry organizations or whatnot through the years, if you're reelected?
Well, we already have a lot of organizations that we work with already, and we'll continue to work with. And there's always new ideas coming up, and we're always open to hearing these ideas and hearing these groups out and helping them every way we can if we feel that it's a viable plan. And I'm a plan guy. I think there's a lot of good ideas that get tossed around sometimes, but there's little vision to the future on how to sustain it. So sustainability is a big thing for me. If you want something to happen, you get your group together. A big thing for me is to see a good plan of sustainability to where, hey, we start this, we can continue it indefinitely, or far into the future, because there's no sense in investing in something that's just gonna die, which a lot of projects wither up and die because of poor planning. And I understand people are excited sometimes, and they want to get the ball rolling. They want to do this, do that, and they race right to the "we need money, we need money," but they really don't have a definitive goal. Once they reach that finish line, their finish line on how to keep it going. How are we gonna? All right, we got our X amount of dollars we needed to start this up. Now we have it. What are we gonna do with it? So, if someone has a good plan, then we're always on board to see through on how we can help.
Yeah, perfect. I know one of the long-standing items we've talked about with the commission for years, I've been doing this since 2008, it's always a bunch of questions that come in from the communities around transparency. And so I would ask, how have you, so far as a sitting commissioner, or how do you intend to increase transparency around initiatives and decisions and spending and all that goes on, to your point, all the branches of government, everything that comes through the county commission? How have you, or do you plan to try to increase transparency of what's happening there?
Oh, we're actually rolling that out as we speak. We're on opencheckbook.gov. Well, we've signed up with that. We've implemented a new computer system software company that we're going to be working with in the county. Our clerk Jaron has done an amazing job since his election. He has really taken the bull by the horns on updating everything that we have when it comes to computer software. It's going to enable us to show transparency. Anybody will be able to get on this website and see exactly where every check has been written and where every dollar is going. And it's a lot. So, I mean, the company's got to come in. They have to, you know, go through everything that we've had over the last 20 years and, you know, put all this into a new system to where it's going to be great for us to be able to see things live. You can see exactly where your budget's at and what you have left in that line. And, you know, for the people as well, if they want to get on there and see, you know, what the county commission is doing with your tax dollars, then you can see every single decision that's been made, which obviously we always encourage people to come to the meetings and participate. Anything they need, always come to us. We love to have a packed house in our meetings, but I think this open checkbook will be a real big advance for us and for our constituents as well. So,
yeah, perfect. All right. So last two questions. What is it about this Taylor County community that you might be most grateful for?
I mean, I'm grateful for so much. I mean, we have a bunch of good people here. You know, I've lived here my whole life, except for college, which is why I came home. I wanted to come home and raise a family here and live here forever. And you know, we just have good people. I mean, anytime someone's down and out, you know, we have, you know, golf tournaments, benefit softball tournaments, spaghetti dinners, you know, elimination dinners, anything that, you know, to get a community rallied together, it's so easy to do here. And we do it so often that, you know, people from a large area, they don't ever get to experience that. You know, the camaraderie here was, you know, so tight. We're a small county, but we're a tight-knit county. If someone is in need, then the way this county rallies together to benefit that family or that person and get behind them 100%, it is really quite amazing. Yeah. And, you know, I think that's something we may just take for granted because we do it so much. It's just, hey, let's have a benefit softball game. Oh, great. Yeah, we have 10 teams sign up. Well, okay. Well, that doesn't happen other places. I mean, this is a unique, small knit community that's absolutely amazing. And you know, that's what I love about this place. And that's, you know, there's a lot of things I like about it, but that's a phenomenal feeling to have when, you know, if your brother's in need, then the whole town, the whole community will rally behind it and back that person. That's something to be said.
Yeah, that's awesome. I completely agree. Sam, as it is customary on this program, we give the candidate the last word. So, you know, what would you like the voters to know as we conclude this interview?
What I'd like the voters to know is, hey, I love being your county commissioner. I love working with other organizations. I love seeing this county get better and better by the day. And I love the community. I love it here. So, you know, I appreciate the tremendous support over the last 5 years. It's unbelievable how much support I've had personally by all the members of the community. It's really been a extremely positive experience. So, I'd love to serve another 6 years, if you'll have me. So I appreciate everything.
Great. Sam Jerkin for County Commission. Sam, thanks for coming on the program and good luck.
All right, Alex. Thank you, sir.